What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Another good one for you today. There's some Pat McCaw, I wouldn't call it news, but maybe a little more understanding of the situation that he's in. Some news about Friday night's game in Seattle. And some news around the league. We're going to get to all that coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Interesting one for you today. As I said, there isn't Pat McCaw news, but maybe a little more understanding of his situation and some more... It's just weird. I wish I had the vocabulary to be able to explain it better, but it's something that I don't understand personally, but we're making an effort to understand it. Steph and Draymond will not be playing this Friday night in Seattle, so we're going to talk about that also. Another player has at least verbally committed to his current team. We'll see what happens with that. DeMarcus Cousins potentially has a new shoe deal. Just tons of little random bits and pieces, because even though we're in preseason and we have some things to talk about, it's getting a little juicier, it's still just somewhat slow. You know, we're still just getting along, getting to the regular season. Like, it was great having that Saturday night preseason game. What was it? T-Wolves Warriors. But then they didn't play again till Friday, tomorrow. And that's been a long break. It's been rough. But we'll make it. We'll get there. And then what, tomorrow, after tomorrow, I think 11 days till opening night. So, you know, we'll get there. We'll get there. But let's start with McCaw. Some of the McCaw stuff that's come out is just a little more understanding of his situation. So what's happened now is he had a $1.7 million qualifying offer from the Warriors, which expired at midnight on October 1st, which was Monday, I think, maybe Sunday, I don't know. It was October 1st, though. And he lets it expire. He does not take the qualifying offer. And something that else that came out recently, I think that same day, was that the Warriors had a multi-year deal on the table for him. It was 2 years, around $5 million, but that second year was a team option. But it still gave him a little raise for this year, was going to start at over $2 million, and then have a team option for the second year, which is still on the table, still there for him. He hasn't officially turned it down, or the Warriors haven't retracted the offer, but he hasn't accepted it. And according to Anthony Slater of The Athletic, his representatives have urged him to take that 2-year offer. And depending on who his representative is, if it's his agent, you know, of course the agent wants him to take it because that's money for the agent. But as we know, he hasn't accepted it. And also, according to Anthony Slater, Pat McCaw's father has gotten a lot more involved in this process and what they want out of it and where they want him to be, his father, Jeff. And I'm just losing, as you can tell, and as I mentioned earlier, I just don't have the vocabulary or mental capacity to really explain it. Because even if he does end up getting what he wants and gets to a new team with more opportunity, that's going to be what? At the end of training camp? So what's he going to do? He's going to just go fit in perfectly immediately? No. And I kind of jumped over something there. Apparently what he wants is more opportunity, which he'll have opportunity with the Warriors. He does have a role, but he wants a bigger role and a role where he can showcase his ability as a pick and roll man and a playmaker and just more than, you know, a role player that you kind of set out on the wing and ask him to hit threes and defend. Which I guess I understand, but you have no leverage in this situation, man. If I'm the Warriors, I am not letting him go until I can get something back for him. And also, I'd rather just keep him, to be honest. I think he's a good player. But this has got to be wearing on people in the Warriors organization. Some of the players, I'm sure, aren't very happy with it, because you're the 9th or 10th man on a championship team. You're trying to hardball the champs. Like, you're messing with the champs right now. And the other thing is, they have that 15th roster spot still open. So what I would do if I'm the Warriors, and I'm usually very pro player, but when they're in the right, I'm pro player. I don't think Pat McCaw is in the right now. I think he's being kind of selfish and a little hard-headed and kind of being a brat. Like, I understand the situation of wanting a better opportunity, but why does he deserve a better opportunity over someone else? Why is he the one that gets to become a unrestricted free agent after 2 years? And why is he the one who is offered a pay raise after a really bad second year? Look, he's betting on himself, apparently, but I don't understand where his leverage comes from. I don't understand why he thinks he will get what he's looking for. And this is one of the few times you'll find me not be pro player here. I mean, if it all works out, fine. But he has zero leverage. If he, like, took Andre Iguodala's job last year and became what people expected him to become and was, you know, the 6th or 7th man and was an integral part of another championship team, I would understand this more. But, man, you were not very good. You missed a buttload of games. I just don't see it. And they offered you a raise on top of it. And you're still trying to play hardball with the champs. So what I would do if I'm the Warriors, I would keep that 15th roster spot open for now. I would go through training camp to see if a guy like Daniel House or Alphonso McKinney, I think, or, you know, whoever, maybe bring back Nick Young or Jamal Crawford or someone like that, and give them that 15th roster spot, because that 14th, or however you look at it, that Pat McCaw roster spot is still open until he reports or until you decide to cut ties, trade him, whatever. But I'm not a fan of what he's doing. I don't understand what he's doing. But the idea, I mean, he's kind of acting as if he has the leverage here, that the ball's in his court. It's not. It's all up to the Warriors right now. And another piece of info that came out today, I believe Keith Smith reported that Pat McCaw may wait until Jimmy Butler trade plays out to sign a new deal. As if it's up to him. But if a team ends up doing a 2-for-1 or a 3-for-1 deal, so basically 2 players for Jimmy Butler or 3 players for Jimmy Butler to make the salaries match up, if that frees up a 2-for-1 or 3-for-1 deal that frees up roster spots and playing time, McCaw may look to sign there. But as a restricted free agent, the Warriors can still match any deal that McCaw signs. And this is assuming that team wants Pat McCaw. I don't get this whole situation. I wish he was in camp. And part of what upsets me is I think he's an asset for the Warriors. I think he'd be a solid player for the Warriors, and I think there's a rotation spot that's there for him. But he's losing ground every day. You know, maybe it's Daniel House, maybe Marcus Derrickson, even though he's not a true wing, maybe he plays his way onto the roster. And like I said, Nick Young's still out there. You could do a lot worse than Nick Young with that roster spot. Yes, you would rather have a guy like Pat McCaw who can defend multiple positions and is a little more versatile, but whatever. You bring back Nick Young, second year in the system, maybe he's a little better, more understands it a little more, can knock down threes for you, fine. Jamal Crawford, I know KD and Draymond have really wanted Jamal Crawford on the squad, and it hasn't worked out yet, but maybe that's the move. I don't get it, and if I'm the Warriors, I'm playing hardball. I'm not giving him what he wants until I absolutely have to, and the bottom line is they don't have to at any time. I'm waiting until Steph or KD or someone says, we don't need this distraction. And maybe it's not even a distraction, but until they come and say, you know, forget this kid, let's move on. And even then, I might hang on a little longer. And this, I usually never side with the team. But they've done just about everything to try and get him back and keep him happy. And he's, I don't know, throwing a temper tantrum or something. I still hope the best for him. I still, if it all works out, hopefully proves us all wrong. But he is betting on himself, and that's understandable. But he just doesn't have the leverage to do so or the ability to do so at this point. So there's the Pat McCaw news. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Hopefully it plays out sooner rather than later, because even, let's say he signs, I don't know, 2 days before the season starts. It's going to be hard for me to imagine him being in the rotation opening night. Like, he may not lose his rotation spot, but he's losing some games for sure. So I don't get it. We'll see what happens. Maybe the Jimmy Butler deal is something that does speed it along, and at least he can see, all right, staying with the Warriors is my best option. Who the hell knows? But it's a weird situation, especially for a guy who's, you know, on the back-to-back champs, trying to hardball the back-to-back champs with guys like Draymond and KD and Steph and Clay and DeMarcus Cousins, by the way. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm always pro player, but I would not fault the Warriors for playing hardball with them. Just because you can't set that precedent that just because a guy doesn't like how restricted free agency is set up or doesn't enjoy his role that he can just, oh, sorry, not showing up. So hopefully he gets some better advice and will show up to the Warriors. But I don't know. Day by day, it doesn't make sense. But it's given me something to talk about and get fired up about. So, I mean, hey, I'll take it. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. And you know what else is on the Locked On Podcast Network? Locked On the NFL. Locked On the NFL is becoming everyone's favorite daily national NFL podcast. Mondays, it's the local experts on the biggest stories of the week. Tuesdays, former NFL quarterback Sage Rosenfels joins Matt Williamson. Wednesday, it is Mike Renner of Pro Football Focus. Thursday, it's the great Mike Sando of ESPN. And Friday, get Matt's picks. That is Locked On NFL. For all you NFL fans out there, go check it out. But you guys are Warriors fans, and this is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. It's funny, I feel like I say it 100 times per show, and maybe I do, but, you know, got to get the brand out there. Locked On Dubs. So, besides the Pat McCaw stuff, which I got one more thing to drop, because I said he's waiting for the Jimmy Butler deal and this and that. Now, if a team does kind of gut itself to get Jimmy Butler, like let's say the Heat do end up trading Josh Richardson, Bam Adebayo, and I don't know, one other, Hassan Whiteside, even though, you know, Whiteside's whatever. But, you know, getting Pat McCaw wouldn't be the worst thing for a team that does have to move a lot of pieces to get Jimmy Butler. But again, that's the assumption that team would even want him, which I don't know. I don't know, because he wasn't great last year. But anyways, moving on. A little quick news about Friday's game in Seattle. Steph Curry and Draymond Green are both going to be out. Draymond has a sore knee. It's nothing serious. It's just they're going to keep him out for the rest of the preseason, and I'm sure he'll be fine, as Draymond usually is. And Steph, they said it's personal reasons, and he will not even be making the trip. Hopefully everything is all right with the Curry family and whatever reason that's keeping him out. Hopefully it's not a big deal, but it's not a big deal that they're missing the game, because this is a Kevin Durant homecoming showcase, however you want to put it. It'll be Warriors versus Kings in Seattle. And of course, it would be cool for them to see Steph Curry. He's got fans everywhere, and Draymond Green as well. But it's mostly about Kevin Durant on Friday and just returning to Seattle. And yeah, so that's it. That's the news for that one. Chris Haynes reported that the New York Knicks have a shot at luring away Kevin Durant. Well, everyone has a shot. Season hasn't even started. I'm already annoyed with this stuff. I don't even know why I brought it up. Basically, just to tell you guys, I'm annoyed. I'm not going to talk about this stuff when it happens. And unless KD or Rich Kleiman come out and say, yep, we're looking at other teams, which won't happen until July of 2019, I'm not going to talk about it in October of 2018, even though I just did and contradicted myself. Oh, well. Boogie Cousins apparently signed a lucrative sneaker deal with Puma today. Which, by the way, shout out Puma, man. They are going for it. They said, you know what, we went back in the basketball shoe game, and how'd they do it? They went after every big draft prospect that there was. I think it's like Michael Porter Jr., DeAndre Ayton, Marvin Bagley, Kevin Knox. They got Terry Rozier also, who, you know, whatever. He's Terry Rozier, Rudy Gay, same thing. But now going for DeMarcus Cousins. They're being aggressive, and they're going for players that they're taking their shots, you know. If DeAndre Ayton or Bagley or Knox or someone becomes a superstar, boom, you got your guy. If DeMarcus Cousins comes back and is the DeMarcus Cousins of old, boom, you got your guy. Like, they're moneyballing it here, even though they are spending a lot of money to get these guys. I like what Puma's doing and how they're trying to make their mark. Now, DeMarcus Cousins, this was the funniest part. This is sneaker-restricted free agency. The Nike now has a shot to, they have 10 business days to match the offer that Puma gave them. So, I don't know, it's pretty hilarious, but we'll see if they do it. I think they might, just because Nike, you know, the story is that they want to try and crush Under Armour in the Bay, at least with the Warriors. So having, you know, Draymond, Boogie, and KD with Nike would be a big thing for them. All on the Warriors, you know, going up against Steph with Under Armour. But Anta, Clay with Anta, that's the real juggernaut. Like, do not sleep on Anta, ever. But it's interesting. It's the business side of basketball, and it's interesting because it hasn't been confirmed, but the story is, you know, Nike picked up a lot of the slack as far as the paycheck goes for Boogie for signing with the Warriors. I don't know if they urged him to do it or not, but basically he was able to sign with the Warriors for the, you know, 1 year mid-level because he was getting big money from Nike, and now it could be big money from Puma. And maybe it wasn't even, you know, hey, go sign with Nike and we'll give you, or go sign with the Warriors and we'll give you a f-load of money. It was just he knew he was getting a load of money and knew he could, you know, take less for the to be on the Warriors. Who knows? Who knows? But it's interesting business side of basketball, the shoe game in basketball. I like what Puma's trying to do. It's aggressive, and it's kind of worked so far. At least getting players. We'll see how it all works out with the players, because no one knows. I do not know. But let's say Boogie stays with, or stays, whatever, goes to Puma, comes back, has a bounce back year, wins a championship with the Warriors. Like, that'd be a huge get for them. Huge get. You know what else is a huge get? Locked On the NBA. Locked On NBA never went away and is still here for you every day. Locked On NBA is your daily national NBA podcast. Every Monday, get the local experts and the biggest stories, and then stay with Locked On NBA all week long with daily 30 minutes on everything going on in the NBA. Follow for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or tell your smart speaker to play a podcast, Locked On NBA. Or just Locked On Warriors is fine, too. This is the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Podcast Network, Locked On Warriors, Charles T. Hamilton. One quick thing before we wrap this up, probably going to have a little game preview tomorrow and then a game wrap up, late tomorrow night also. But Kyrie Irving apparently at, I don't know what it was, some fan media day, maybe a season ticket holder day, whatever, said he wants to stay with the Celtics and plans on re-signing with them, which I think is smart. And we'll see what actually happens, because even when they say stuff like this, I can't fault someone for changing their mind or trying to say something to make, you know, 20,000 Celtics fans happy at the moment. But it seems like the smart move. I don't know. I mean, unless New York, the New York rumors or wherever he wants to go are really true, unless he has a place really, a place that his heart's set on, basketball-wise, shoot, I'd stay with Boston. I mean, if there's a team that is going, I don't know about overtake the Warriors, but that could become the next best team once the Warriors end, you know, reign ends in 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it is, it would be the Celtics to me. So I wouldn't want to leave if I was Kyrie, personally. But who knows? People change their minds. It would make sense. And apparently he's told the front office this isn't something new to the front office. They've known this for at least a week or now. So they, you know, going to get to hang on to Kyrie, which is great. But at a certain point, which is still another 3 years away or so, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, if it comes down to it, and again, we'll have to wait to see what they actually become as far as players are concerned, because maybe neither of them reach the level of player that Kyrie Irving is. I expect them both to, though, at least get damn close in Jaylen Brown's situation. Jason Tatum might even be better. Those are the guys I'd want to keep. And if you have to make a decision in a couple years, oh well, you'll make that decision when it comes down to it. You don't have to make that decision now. But I wouldn't let Kyrie Irving walk. If you know ownership will spend money to keep players, then I would keep Kyrie, keep Tatum and Brown, and then figure it out after that. You know, deal with that problem when it gets here. So that is it for Locked On Warriors. Thank you guys so much for listening. Come back tomorrow. We'll have a little game preview before the big, big preseason game in Seattle. We're huge in Seattle, guys. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.